This podcast is intended to support UK healthcare professionals with education. The information provided in this podcast is not a substitute for professional medical advice or treatment, and patients are encouraged to consult healthcare providers, including nurses, for any medical questions or concerns.
Welcome to Stoma and Continence Conversations from Coloplast Professional, where healthcare professionals and experts by experience discuss the latest hot topics in the worlds of stoma, continence care and specialist practice. I'm Hannah Patterson. I've worked in specialist care and I'm currently the Ostomy Care Associate Education Manager at Coloplast. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today we are talking about the brand new Coloplast Professional 2024 schedule, and I am joined by my colleague in Coloplast Professional, Paul Russell Roberts.
Hello, Hannah. It's amazing. I'm back. I'm back on the podcasts.
I can't believe I've actually allowed you to come back on here. It's for those of you that don't know, Paul is my colleague in Coloplast Professional. We have worked together in Coloplast Professional now for 18 months, I think it is now, you know.
It is indeed.
And prior to that, we knew each other back out in the field of stoma care back in Birmingham. And yeah, so he's not been on the podcast with me for a while. And now I'm a bit scared having him back, actually, because it could all go a bit wrong now.
I was trying to work out, and I think it's probably been about 12 months since I was last on a podcast. So thank you for having me back. And what an amazing topic to actually be talking about. I'm so excited. So thank you for the invite back.
I'm so excited as well, because we have got so much exciting stuff on this year. And you can probably hear from both of us in our voices that we are very excited. It's February now, so we've already started doing some of it. So some of you will have had a few sneaky peeks as to what's already going on. But for those of you that haven't, this is what we've got coming up. So I think, as ever, the first thing we probably want to talk about, Paul, is our masterclasses. Yeah, they are fantastic, our masterclasses are. And we've changed them a little bit this year, haven't we?
We have indeed. We have indeed. The ethos of the masterclasses staying the same. It's still about peer-to-peer adult education in a safe environment where we really encourage discussion. We talk about practice. We reflect on practice. The topics that we're covering this year within the masterclasses, we've got the old favourites and the old faithfuls. We've got citing. And I'm really, really pleased to say that to run alongside citing, we've actually got the advanced citing masterclass as well. So it's taking nurses' citing skills up to the next level, talking about previous experience, talking about those complex situations, more complex abdomens. But also, as you know, Hannah, we've lost a lot of very senior nurses within stoma care. Really, since COVID, we've really lost a lot of senior nurses. So what we as Coloplast Professional want to do is really support those potentially newer senior nurses within stoma care and actually support them in how to pass on their expert knowledge, those expert skills that they've developed, to the more junior members. So within the advanced citing, we talk a lot about coaching, learning styles, and we look at that and we develop those coaching skills of how to actually pass on this knowledge. And then in the afternoon, the people who are doing the standard masterclass, they get to actually have the hands-on practice of citing. But then the advanced group get to actually support and put their learning skills and what they've learned into action straight away. So both groups will get a lot out of this. And I really can't wait to launch this new masterclass. So the citing masterclass, phenomenal. We've got managing the peristomal skin, managing the peristomal area, which is a mixture of leakage and skin, our previous masterclasses. But again, it's all about putting it into the real world situation. You know, we talk about the burden of leakage. We talk about how we can support these individuals using validated tools. We highlight and we talk more about validated tools. I know we've covered validated tools in the past in previous masterclasses, but again, this one is really about putting all of that theory into practice. Introducing a new tool, which I am really, really excited about, the Limpet, the leakage impact assessment, which is a phenomenal tool And it's really supporting us in our ability to further care and meet the needs of ostomates, and how stoma nurses can meet those unmet needs and support in that emotional and mental burden of leakage. So I am really, really pleased about that one. High output and fistula management, again, phenomenal, really, really well attended masterclass in the past, and we are constantly being asked to put it back on. So as always within Coloplast Professional, we listen, we respond, and we have made sure that it's back on the syllabus as well. And finally, the last masterclass that we've got this year is a development of the Apollo masterclass, which some of the listeners may be aware of, maybe even attended. And it's based around the Apollo Nursing Resource website. So that's apollonursingresource.co.uk. And it's all about how to speak up for your service, how to talk about your service, how to talk about it to others. And we've got some fantastic guest speakers. The first time in Coloplast Professional for a long time that we've had external faculty talking as well. When we were putting this one together, I really wanted to show and provide expert information on the developments within the NHS and how those developments and those changes are affecting clinical nurse specialists, be that stoma, be that continence nurses, tissue viability nurses. There are so many changes happening within the NHS, and I'm almost nailed down the guest speaker for that. We're in the final throes for that, but as I say, I'm sure they're going to say, you know, we're going to get it, going to get a yes. So I'm really pleased about that. And again, how to be a people leader, connecting back to the advanced sighting. This one really, really is an essential aspect, and it's how to be that key leader. So whether you're an established leader, whether you've been a clinical lead for a long time, or whether it's something new to you, again, it's just passing on that expert knowledge, getting some new hints and tips, or teaching you completely new things about how to be those key characteristics of being a leader. So that's the masterclasses. Again, they're all available on the website, so coloplastprofessional.co.uk. And I'm running out of space, and I'm running out of air, and I need to breathe, Hannah. I've got so excited about the masterclasses.
I never would have guessed, you know. And just to touch again with those masterclasses, that as ever, you've got the 7.5 hours participatory and the 2.5 hours independent for the CPD hours as well, which I know a lot of the listeners out there, you know, it's really important. A lot of nurses might be coming up for revalidation this year. And also, as well as what you said about being on the Coloplast Professional website, also do speak to your local territory manager as well. They've got all the details. They can give you any more information that you want about it. So please speak to them as well.
Perfect. Yeah. And, you know, as I say, I can't wait to see more people at the masterclasses.
Very exciting. Now, next one, it's going to be very, very obvious because we're on one at the moment. We're carrying on with the podcasts for this next year as well. And as my baby now, I am so excited about some of the content I've got planned for this year. We've got some more of the Expert by Experience episodes, which I know people absolutely love. We've got some shiny new ambassadors on the block, and I can't wait to have more conversations with them. We've also got some conversations with other healthcare professionals now as well as the normal podcast that we all know and love as well. Really excited with what we've got coming up on the podcast.
Yeah, I can't wait. As I say, obviously, both Hannah and I, we do sit down, we do plan our schedule, we do plan the syllabus. And again, very similar to the masterclasses, I love this time of year because it's all about delivering this new content and supporting nurses. And I'm really, really excited about some of these upcoming podcasts and the topics that we're covering, and, you know, things like pregnancy and a stoma and all those sorts of things. So it really is the bread and butter of stoma care. And, you know, I know that you're working so hard behind the scenes on these podcasts to make them as good as possible. And they are, they're fantastic. And what I would say again is, when it comes to topics for podcasts, please, 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 again, you can email us at cprofessionaluk@coloplast.co.uk. That's the Coloplast Professional email address. So if you've got any ideas, any topics you want us to cover, please, please, please let us know. And again, you can also email us directly from the website as well. And Hannah and I, we will always take on board. We'll have a little look and we'll see whether we can cover any of those topics in future podcasts. So yeah, I'm really, really excited. We've got another 3 series of podcasts coming up. So yeah, over the moon. Really, really excited.
Colloplus Professional offers a lot of educational material for specialist nurses and healthcare professionals. Visit colloplusprofessional.co.uk to find out more. Now, a thing which was kind of new for last year, not kind of new next year, we're carrying on with Webinar Wednesdays, which replaced last year our Top Tips Tuesdays. So we're carrying on with those. The slight change being, I would say, is that we used to hold them on the second Wednesday of every month. We're now moving them to the third Wednesday of every month to fit in with our scheduling a little bit better. And again, we've got so many exciting things on the agenda for our webinars this year, haven't we?
Oh, we have. And I said, again, just like the podcast, just like the masterclasses. And again, our producer may be thinking, well, why don't I just repeat? He could do a copy and paste for all of these things that I'm about to say now. But I am so excited about the webinars. As you said, we've changed it from the second Wednesday to the third Wednesday. They're staying at 12:30 to 1. So they're really, really short. And anybody listening, please don't laugh when I say lunch break. Okay, you need to be taking lunch breaks. I know it's not the easiest thing to do in the world. Hannah and I have been there. We know the pain. But, you know, it's half an hour, which you can stop, grab a cup of tea. There's loads of different topics, again, that we're covering. A little bit of time for you. It helps with your revalidation. And there are some really, really interesting topics. Some are a little bit left field, and you might go, ooh, actually, that sounds really quite interesting. So we've always tried to be as robust and give you as many different topics as we can, just to try and increase and support you in supporting the people that you care for. So again, Webinar Wednesdays, all of the webinars for the year are on the website already under the events page. So if you go to events, Stoma, and then webinars, you can pre-register for them all if you really want to, which I highly recommend you do. And you can always watch them on demand. And our on-demand webinars are all still there. They will always be there for you. I think we're over 30 webinars now, or approaching 30 webinars. So there is going to be a topic there that you're going to be able to like and enjoy. So yep, again, another plug, colloplusprofessional.co.uk for all of the events, including the webinars. So yep, webinars, really, really looking forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, they're all available back catalogue on catch-up. So I think that we did the webinar back in 2020, was it, I believe? They started back then.
I think it was. And, you know, again, and it's only from feedback from nurses, you know, saying, please don't stop them. We need them. We like them. You know, and again, it was nurses that said, can you take it from an hour down to 30 minutes? It just means that we can do it. And that's what we've done. You know, we listened, we responded. You know, people wanted it taken down from 60 minutes to 30 minutes. We did it. So everything that we do, all of the Colloplus professional activity is based on what nurses ask for. So again, another plea, please, please, please keep communicating with us, keep emailing us. And we will meet your educational needs. And if we can't do it within a podcast or with a webinar, we're more than happy to support stoma nurses and specialist HCAs, you know, in the world of stoma, you know, almost on a one-to-one. That's what we're here for. That's what we'll do. So please remember that professional is always there for you.
Absolutely. And then again, another thing that we're carrying on with is our short reads and our CPD articles, which are going to be carrying on similar format to last year. We're going to be releasing alternate. So short reads will be 1 month and CPD the following month. So there'll be six of each throughout the year, released on the first Wednesday of the month. And we've got so many interesting and, more importantly, up-to-date topics coming up. And they do offer those variety of brief, informative. There are articles, tips, resources. They are great to have. And again, we're going back to that on your lunch break, ha ha moment. But if you've got a moment on your lunch break, sit down and have a read of them. You can have a little skim read through, and there's some really useful information on there.
Yeah, and that's it, because we know that time is tight. We know that nurses and healthcare professionals, getting that work-life balance can be so, so difficult. And having the opportunity to get the vital information and the updates can be really, really difficult when you're trying to struggle your personal life and work life and clinics and home reviews. You name it, you've got to do it. You've got to juggle it. And then, you know, we should be sitting and reading journal articles and updating our practice and updating our skills. And finding that time can be incredibly difficult. So what we do, especially within the short reads, is we condense articles down. So there's a number of articles that we talk about. We give like an abridged version, and then there's also a link to the full article there. So you're not having to read the entire article and go, actually, do you know what, that doesn't really affect me. You can have a look at the abridged version and go, actually, that's really interesting. And then you can always go and read the full article, or you can say, no, for me at this moment in time, no, not really relevant. But you always know that if it does come up again, you can go, oh, hold on, I've read something about this. I know where I can find the article on that. So the short reads are really, really good. And that leads us slightly outside of the short reads. But again, if you look on the Colourplus Professional website under clinical evidence, you've actually got the research compendium. And again, so far, when we're constantly updating that, we update it about every 3 months, 3 to 6 months. And at the moment, we've got about 8 different articles in it. And that is just going to grow and grow and grow as time goes on. Once a week, just log on to Colourplus, have a little look, see what's new, see what else is out there. But as I say, with the CPD articles, again, we work in collaboration with the Mark Allen Group. So they, you know, we talk to them about the most relevant articles that have been released recently, and we convert those articles into what's called a CPD reflective article. So we take the article, we put it into a different format, and you read it. As soon as you press finished, it opens up and you get some personal reflective questions about the article. And then those CPD reflective articles will give you a 1-hour CPD certified certificate for you to be able to use for your validation as well. And that is one, we're doing, as I said, 6 of those, 1 hour a piece. That's 6 hours of independent revalidation, certified, reflected on, in your bag, ready for your next revalidation. So again, support, hopefully providing you the easiest way to get that revalidation, support your educational needs, and to support the patients that we're looking after as well. So yeah, short reads, CPD articles, fantastic way of getting that knowledge that we need.
Absolutely. And again, I'm going to go back. I think what people find is that with a lot of our digital education, especially now, we have tried to make it more bite-sized to allow nurses, because as we've said earlier, it is about that time for nurses. So putting it in a more bite-sized format is hopefully going to allow the listeners out there to approach it, rather than it just being all there in one big blur. It's all in little more manageable chunks out there, so that you can get that revalidation sorted, rather than thinking, right, I've got to go through all of this and get 8 hours done all in one fell swoop. It's all broken down readily for you. We've sort of broken it down into those bite-sized chunks ready for you.
Exactly. And that has come back from feedback. That has come back from nurses saying, we need this bite size. Please support. And that's exactly what we did.
Okay. And then finally, with our education offerings for this year, I feel like there should be a drum roll at this point. Because this is something brand new for 2024. So imagine the drum roll in the background now. And this year we are launching Colourplus Live. Ta-da!
Woo-hoo! I know, I am so excited about Colourplus Live. I am literally on the edge of my seat wanting to tell people about this. This has been in the planning for about 12 to 18 months. Colourplus Live, they are going to be 2 evening webinars, and the first topic is going to be religious considerations within healthcare. And this isn't going to be me and Hannah talking about religious considerations with for individuals with personal healthcare needs. This is going to be religious leaders talking about the considerations we need to take within nursing care. We looked at the Office of National Statistics. We've taken the 5 top most common religions in the UK, and we're getting religious leaders from each one of those religions to talk about considerations that we need to take. So I am so excited about that. That's a 2-hour evening webinar, and we will be releasing the date of that incredibly soon. So again, please, please, please keep an eye on the Colourplus Professional website, and also your Colourplus Territory Manager will have that date as soon as it's been released. released. So that's the first one, Religious Considerations, 2-hour evening webinar. And I really can't wait. Hannah and I have both been working on this agenda for a long time now. It's taken a lot to get it to the point of where it is. And yeah, I think, you know, again, from nurses, the religious considerations within healthcare is so vitally important. And a lot of the time we know the basics, but being able to have religious leaders talking about their religion and how religion can affect people with intimate healthcare needs from both religious and a cultural position, it's absolutely fantastic. The second one, and again, this is going to be in about 6 months after the first one, so we're going to be splitting them out nicely over the year, is going to be sex and sexuality within healthcare and for people with intimate healthcare needs. And again, this has come directly from nurses. It's come directly from healthcare professionals and clinical nurse specialists. So it's not just based on stoma care. It can be any nurses. And it's so vitally important that we talk about sex and sexuality. And again, we get in leaders, we get experts by experience, everybody to come in to talk on this really, really vital and sometimes taboo subject of sex and sexuality within intimate healthcare needs. So yes, Coloplast Live, and hopefully we can take these through and it can be a regular thing on the Coloplast professional syllabus. So yeah, as I said, I think that the drum roll was needed. I think it was very well it was well deserved. And as I say, Coloplast Live, it's one of the most exciting things I think we've got coming up in this year. So I can't wait to be sitting there on the webinar for Coloplast Live.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so, so much for coming back and joining me, Paul. It has been an absolute pleasure to have you back.
Don't leave it so long before you invite me back next time.
Oh, I can't promise that. I can't promise that. But you did behave yourself. So you will get another invite back because you did behave yourself. I'll invite you back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And one last shameless plug, coloplastprofessional.co.uk. All of your educational needs that you could possibly need, that's in the fields of stoma care, continence care, bowel management, wound care. Everything is there. It really is the repository for so much information, so many opportunities to learn in a format that suits your educational needs, whether it's reading, listening, watching, face-to-face. It is all there, touch of a button. So as I say, please, coloplastprofessional.co.uk. If you haven't registered yet, please register on the website. And what that'll enable us to do as well, if you click for marketing permission, that marketing permission enables me and Hannah and other educators within Coloplast to send you educational updates with what has been done the previous month and also what's coming up for the following month as well. So please, 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 as I say, log on to coloplastprofessional.co.uk, register, marketing consent, and it just means you can always be kept up to date with all the happenings from Coloplast Professional.
Thank you very much, and thank you to everyone listening, and see you next time. Thank you for listening. To see more of the wide variety of education we offer, please visit coloplastprofessional.co.uk. See you next time.
Stoma and Continence Conversations is a Vibrant Sound Media production for Coloplast Professional.